Chapter 2, Character and the Bible. I was a children's minister at our church for several years when our children were babies and toddlers. We spent a lot of time in our classes talking about the characters written about in the Bible. We told stories of people such as Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, Moses, Jonah, and David. There were also Esther, Rahab, Hannah, Solomon, Abraham and Sarah, Naomi, Jacob and Esau, Mary and Martha, Mary and Joseph, and others. All with real lives that taught our kids about God, how He cares for us and loves us. Their lives also teach us godly values and principles, as well as lessons on character. We know our character is reflected in our behavior. You can't say that someone has good character when his or her actions prove the opposite. This doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. All these people in the Bible had moments when they exhibited strong, positive character traits, but they also had times when they missed the mark, when they failed. Even the Apostle Paul, who was a great man of God and wrote much of the New Testament, talks in Romans 7 about doing what he doesn't want to do rather than what he wants to do. I do not understand what I do, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verses 15, 18 through 20, and 24 through 25. This is the struggle of every person. We all need God's great love for us to rescue us through the blood of Jesus Christ. So please don't misunderstand me. A person of good character is not perfect. We are human, and with that come temptation and failure. We are all in need of God's unconditional love and perfect sacrifice of Jesus. Let's look closely at the Bible to see what it says about good character and why it's important. Good character produces a good life. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. I would imagine this is the wish of all parents, for our children to have long lives full of peace and prosperity. This proverb tells us how to get it by keeping God's commands in our hearts. Continuing on to verses 5 and 6, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight."